Obgonas.
So Fulham have signed Smith Rowe from Arsenal for a club record fee. The initial fee is £27 million, but with add-ons, it could rise to £34 million. Now, Emil Smith Rowe joined Arsenal when he was just 10 years old and made his senior debut at 18. He's been with us through thick and thin, making 80 Premier League appearances and scoring 12 times. He's also made 3 appearances for England, scoring against San Marino in 2021. In his departing statement, Smith Rowe said he's excited about the project at Fulham and believes it's the perfect step for his career. And to be honest, I wish him all the best. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta had some touching words for Smith Rowe, praised Emil's commitment, attitude and energy. He might be sad to see him go, but he's excited for Smith Rowe's new opportunity at Fulham. Fulham's vice chairman Tony Khan expressed his excitement about signing such a talented young player. Fulham fans, you've got a gem in Smith Rowe. On to some exciting news. Arsenal has signed Dutch international goalkeeper Daphne van Domselaar from Aston Villa. Daphne is a promising talent with a strong track record, including a stint with FC Twente and a solid debut season in the WSL. She's also represented the Netherlands at major tournaments like the UEFA European Women's Championship and the FIFA Women's World Cup. Daphne will wear the number 14 shirt, and both head coach Jonas Eidevall and director of women's football Claire Whitley are thrilled about her arrival, and so am I. She's expected to strengthen our goalkeeper unit and add some much-needed depth to the squad. Ethan Ranieri, the 17-year-old sensation, has been turning heads during Arsenal's pre-season friendlies. Remember when he made his debut at just 15 against Brentford? That was the moment he burst onto the Premier League as the youngest player ever. Fast forward to now, and he's showing everyone why he's such a talent to watch. In our recent match against Bournemouth, Ranieri played 84 minutes and was a driving force in the midfield. He didn't just hold his own, he was pivotal in moving Arsenal forward. And let's talk about his performance against Manchester United. Assisting Gabriel Jesus' equaliser and demonstrating his ability to move the ball effectively in both the build-up and the final third. What's impressive about Ranieri is his versatility. Last season, he played various roles for the under-21s, but this preseason, he's been shining as a left-sided number 8. His development in this position has been remarkable, with Arsenal under-21 head coach Mehmet Ali emphasizing the importance of Ranieri understanding and mastering the pocket player role. Now, it's not just about his offensive prowess. Against United, Ranieri also showcased his defensive skills, highlighting his growth in understanding the tactical aspects of the game. Sure, there's plenty of room for improvement, especially in terms of physicality and out-of-possession play, but at just 17, come on, he's making incredible strides. Arsenal's friendlies against Bayer Leverkusen and Olympique Lyonnais will be crucial in assessing how ready Ranieri is for consistent first-team action. We all know about the latest away kit that's got everyone talking. It's not just any kit, it's a special one that celebrates our club's deep connection to Africa and the African diaspora. This amazing design was a team effort crafted by Adidas and Labroom London's Fode Dumbuya, who's not just a brilliant designer, but also a massive Arsenal fan. Born in Sierra Leone and having moved to London at the age of 12, Fode understands what it means to see yourself in those legendary African players who've donned the Arsenal jersey. From Laurent to Kanu, Kolo Touré to Aubameyang, these players have inspired so many of us, and now their legacy is celebrated in this stunning kit. The design itself is a beauty. It's got a vibrant Pan-African color palette with striking and green accents, and a unique hand-drawn pattern along the sides. This kit isn't just about looking good on the pitch. It's a cultural celebration representing our rich heritage and the diverse community of fans who love Arsenal. Adam Gardner, our marketing director, mentioned how our American fans are just as passionate about keeping the essence of North London alive. They don't want an Americanized version of Arsenal. They want the real deal, and that's what this kit delivers. Whether you're in Islington or Inglewood, you feel the same goodness spirit. Arsenal is all about community. Gardner spoke about how the club's core values of togetherness, always moving forward, and actions that matter are at the heart of everything they do. This is the Arsenal way, victory through harmony. We're a family, united by our love for the club and our commitment to doing the right thing, both on and off the pitch. And let's not forget the FanFest in Inglewood. It was a blast, with appearances from legends like Theo Walcott, Gilberto Silva, music by Glass Animals, and even some celebrity gunners like Justin Bieber and Will Poulter. Events like these show how Arsenal brings people together, no matter where they are in the world. So who's Josh Kroenke? And what's his deal with Arsenal? Well, let's rewind a bit. The Kroenke family, through their KSC empire, owns a bunch of big teams like the Denver Nuggets and LA Rams. They came into Arsenal in 2007, and by 2018, they had full control. At first, many of us were like, do these guys even get football? It wasn't long before they were in the crosshairs of fan criticism. Things got really hairy when Arsenal joined the European Super League in 2021. That was a mess. Fans were furious, some protests erupted. Many were demanding the Kroenkes sell up and get out. The backlash was massive, and it seemed like the Kroenkes' time at Arsenal was going to end badly. But then, the story took a turn. Instead of selling, the Kroenkes doubled down on their commitment. They kicked off some major changes at the club. First came the management shift. Unai Emery came and went, then came Mikel Arteta. Arteta, with his fresh ideas and experience from Manchester City, started to transform the team. And it wasn't just talk. The Kroenkes opened their wallets and invested in big new players. Remember the record-breaking £105 million for Declan Rice? Well, that was a huge statement. The squad got a serious upgrade, and it's showing on the pitch. Under Arteta, Arsenal has started to shine. We're seeing better performances, with the team finishing in the top spots of the Premier League and making a strong return to the Champions League. That's no small feat. The Kroenkes have also been working on repairing their relationship with us, the fans. They've set up a new fan advisory board to make sure our voices are heard. And there's talk about improving the Emirates Stadium and investing in the women's team too. Some heartwarming news before we go. Bex took to social media to announce a new role, a dream job as a physiotherapist for Arsenal Women's Football Club. Becky's been a fan since she was 3 years old, walking to games holding daddy's hands. For those who don't know, Bex is a BSc Sports Therapy graduate and currently an MSc Physiotherapy student. With her impressive credentials, it's no surprise she's landed such a fantastic role with Arsenal Women's FC. So please, give her a round of applause, even if we don't know her personally. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!